also seems appropriate on this Giving Tuesday. We talk about a tremendous effort taking place in our community that I doubted would ever take place. The resurrection of Civic Stadium. They are the Eugene Civic Alliance, and here to talk about what's happening the rest of the year moving forward is the Executive Director of Kids Sports, Bev Smith, joins us. Bev, it is always a pleasure. How are you?
Great, Steve. It's basketball season, obviously. A little bit of volleyball season still here at Kids Sports, but basketball season, which I have a, you know, I like all sports, but that's one of my favorites. So it's happening. We're busy and lots of balls bouncing, and life couldn't be better in that regard.
Yeah, if you told me you weren't really that big on basketball, I'd have looked back at our relationship and say, now it's all just confusing. But anyway, moving forward towards making this massive undertaking a reality, today is literally a huge day for the Alliance, an effort that carries through until December 31st. So kind of as an overview, what's kicked off here on November 28th?
Well, November 28th is really a end-of-the-year capital campaign. You know, we have been looking to have investments and raise funds for Civic Park, which, for listeners that aren't aware, includes a 40,000-square-foot building, which will be called the Kids Sports Field House, that will house four middle-sized middle school-sized basketball courts that we can convert into volleyball courts, that we can convert into indoor soccer, futsal, perhaps some pickleball courts, and really do some activities that we're not able to do right now because we do rely on the relationship we have with each of our three school districts in the area, including Bethel, Springfield, and 4J, who are extremely great partners for us. But as you know, every time we lose a school in terms of a closure, we lose a gym, and we're probably short about eight of those gymnasiums. And as I've always said, and our coaches know quite well in the youth sport environment, the most competitive sport in Eugene actually is signing up for practice time if you are a youth sport coach. So we hope to alleviate that with the building, and also we will have a full-size turf field at Civic Park, which will play home to kids' sports activities, some high school activities, hopefully the new home of perhaps Lane United Football Club, which would be a great revenue partner for the project. And we will finally have a space and a place in Eugene that is kind of like a community recreation center that will be accessible to all of our families within our school districts.
Now, last year was really big because the Oregon Community Foundation came up with a substantial amount of money as part of a matching challenge. And for a lot of us who've been paying attention to the news, that's been happening with a lot of organizations. So for this year, I read that somebody has stepped up to kind of match dollars contributed as well.
Yes, so the Gates Foundation was the foundation that stepped up to match any gifts made on Giving Tuesday, which is today, the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. I think it's nationally, but perhaps universally. I'm not sure. And so if you make a gift, you know, to the Eugene Civic Alliance, if you go on to EugeneCivicAlliance.com, there is a part that you can make a gift, and that will be matched by the Gates Foundation. So really, you know, you make a $10, $20, $30, $100 gift, and that will be matched by them. Up until, I think it's maybe around $10,000. I'm not sure. I can't find that information. Yeah. So a great opportunity to really stretch your dollars and invest more than I think donate into a really, really, I think, you know, important project that is going to take place in our community, hopefully very soon.
Talking with Bev Smith, Kids Sports Executive Director, about this awesome effort to raise money for the Eugene Civic Alliance. I know you mentioned it earlier, but sometimes when folks hear an interview like this and then they see it in the news, read it in the paper, then, you know, they get on and, you know, it gets replaced with other information. So this effort called Civic Park. What's the vision? What will the space look like and provide for this community?
If you go into EugeneCivicAlliance.org, you can really see a view of the renderings of the building, the turf field, and the small stadium space that we have to hold about 2,500 spectators. And so it will fill the 10.2 acres where the old iconic Civic Stadium was, where many of us watched some M's ball games as the sun, you know, set on the hills behind us. But it is a community recreation center at its best, I think, Steve. We don't really have one in Eugene. Willamette Lane in Springfield has probably the closest to a community recreation center for our families in the Eugene-Springfield area. And so it, as I mentioned, will have a 40,000 square foot building. It will have a turf field. It will be available to organizations that would like to rent it. We, of course, at KidSports have some programs that we'd really love to run if we had a place and a space that was open and accessible to us, you know, 24 hours a day. Right now, we gain access into the schools at about 4:30 or 5 when school activities are finished, and the partnership with the schools allows our kids and our coaches and our families to practice up until about 8:30 at night. And so we're really limited in that. We also will add a new turf field to the Eugene-Springfield area, which we do have a number of them. We have 7 in an intergovernmental relationship with the school district at 4J and the city, and those are really well run, but unfortunately not necessarily enough for all the activity that is taking place. And if people aren't aware, our population actually is growing in Eugene, and our school enrollment is up and going up, and we're trying to, you know, really make sort of accommodations for that with other buildings other than just the school district buildings.
So moving forward, I know the Alliance was formed, I think, in 2014, maybe as a catch-up. Where are we as far as the plan to put a shovel in the ground? I mean, is there a timeline that has been constructed here, or am I getting a little too far ahead of everything?
No, you're not. I mean, if it was up to me, we would have been digging yesterday, obviously. But, you know, it is a huge capital campaign. It is a $35 million project, Steve, and that's tremendously a lot of money, but you know it is something that is going to really cost for the build out, and we are we're well down the road. We just surpassed the halfway point of that $35 million about 3 weeks ago. We're at about $19.3 million right now, and we need to get a few more of those dollars in our account so that we could start construction in the spring of 2018. If we can get to around $28 million, that would give us the okay to begin construction in spring of 2018 and then move to have the building open in 2019.
Wow. I'll get back to the Alliance. And by the way, from the top of the hour to 8 o'clock at Cafe Yum at the Meridian on 18th and Willamette tonight from 5 to 8, 20% of the proceeds will be donated. But I wanted to talk about, I went on your site, kidsports.org. Something caught my eye that's about a month out. This seems really fun. What could you tell me about this first holiday hoop jam?
Yeah, first holiday hoop jam is we're doing a small holiday tournament in Pleasant Hill and combining forces with that that school district. They are one of our partners, and many of their teams play in the Kids Sports elementary and middle school leagues, and so we felt that we could have a hoop fest. You know, as the schools close on December 15th, we don't have access to practices or games from like the 16th of December up until when school opens again, which would be around the 3rd or 4th of January. So people, even though they're on Christmas holiday, there's a lot of staycations happening in our community, and so we thought we'd have a small little hoop fest, you know, to have a couple turkey trots after that Christmas dinner to keep the kids and the coaches and the parents, you know, a little bit active. And therefore, yeah, if you've got a couple of teams and want to get them out just for some exercise and playing a fun tournament on December 30th and 31st, come on by. It will be a great little tournament. You can sign up on kidsports.org and get more information by either looking on the website or giving us a call at KidSport, and KidSports, and our number is on the website.
Okay, now I need to have a little bit of fun here.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I came across a video today. The 1982 Civil War between the women's basketball teams of Oregon and Oregon State. You were a senior. Todd McKim doing the play-by-play. The first time in the state of Oregon, a live commercial broadcast of a women's sport. I know it's taken us back a little bit, Bev, but that game, that season, I mean, you had a heck of a team. You made the NCAAs. What do you remember about that?
Well, I remember it was a great season, and I just remember we had incredible support by the community. I don't know if I was able to watch, and honestly, Steve, that really touched my heart. I haven't seen much film of our games or, you know, playing at Oregon. It wasn't something that we had a lot of.
Sure.
So to see that today was really took me back to probably, you know, some of the best times of my life and my teammates' life, and it was really fun to watch. I was sporting my Dorothy Hamill haircut, so I haven't changed that much. But what about the duck, Steve? Did you see
the
duck?
What was going on there? That was the most freaky-looking duck mascot ever.
That duck, for everybody that's interested, you should take a look at the duck that came to our women's games to honor us in ways only Daisy Duck could do. And I think that duck was put away in the capsule that the Robo Duck was put away on. But you know, those were the days. And Todd has his velour jacket, and he was on fire, and it was a great time. You know, it certainly was a different age. And you know, our uniforms were what they were. I guess it, you know, if you were an athlete and you had it, you flaunted it. They were very short. But it was really fun to see. So thank you for posting that. We often don't get to see that, and it really brought back great memories, and it only makes me more jealous of certainly Kelly Gray's team and all the fun and the excitement that they're generating. But boy, as I think I mentioned in the tweet, looking at that, you really realize that the older you get, the better you were. And, you know, looking at that, you see there's no three-point line, right?
Yep.
So, you know, I can see myself catching the ball out on the wing and not even looking at the basket, because that was like anathema. You did not shoot the ball until, you know, you got into the paint or you passed it into the paint or you made a drive. So really fun. Thank you for putting that out there for the world to see.
That was awesome. And anybody, you could check out my Twitter account or station Twitter account. I'm telling you, it is worth your time.
Yeah.
All right. Before we let you go, we'll hit the reset button. The Eugene Civic Alliance, a big finish to 2017 to raise money for the Civic Park project. The progress has been impressive, but still work to do. So again, Bev, what do folks need to know about what's happening today and the rest of the year?
Well, as you mentioned, Cafe Yum has, allowed us to have a fundraiser there at their restaurant from 5 to 8 at the Meridian location on Willamette, which is great. You can donate to our year-end campaign just by logging on to EugeneCivicAlliance.org. You can create your own fundraiser on Facebook if you really want to see something, a building such as this, a project such as this in this community. And you know, Steve, every little bit counts. There is no gift that's too small. There is no gift that's too big, actually. However, you know, everything helps us to move in the direction of honoring Civic Park as a place where our community can go and play together. You can also at any time get information from me here at Kid Sports. Go onto our website, find my email, drop me a line if you're interested. If you have questions, stop by. We have some great renderings of Civic Park in our building right now. And it just will, you know, really enhance not only what we can do as a youth sport organization, but I think enhance what we can bring to the community in terms of even tournaments and other things that we currently can't run, and have our folks stay at home rather than going up and down I-5 north and south to tournaments outside of our community. So it has a great economic and educational component to this park, and you can really help us by investing whatever you can afford today or any other day up until, you know, December 31st.
And, of course, for today, if you make a contribution, it'll get matched. So,
correct.
Absolutely take advantage of that. Bev, always look forward to our chats. And as we move along and there's information to get out there about this and kids sports, obviously, we shall talk again. It is always a pleasure to have you on. And thanks for joining us. And best of luck with all you're doing.
Thanks very much, Steve. I really appreciate the time.
All right. Have a good one.